Hang on, Haley.
I'm here. Okay.
I
was going to say, in that picture, right beside Clyde and his cousin, there are three children, and those are Walter Tobinski's children, two girls and a boy. Now, one of the girls I met during their Christmas party, and she married a police officer who's right in the Toronto Police Force. You get it? Got compromised from way back.
Yeah.
They get their own siblings. Now, who is following me after, by the looks of it, it's Walter's son, who could be the Walter Jr. He could have the name of Mike, but they live in that damn house there, the 17 dump pole, whatever. Now, what I'm going to do is try to go there like some senile, whatever, dislodge my cellular phone so that, you know, no one can track me.
Yeah.
Because they tracked you via that. That's why they did that helicopter there.
Yeah, what happened?
So, I mean, this is big time. Imagine this. I mean, this is so big. Senior citizen lady. Like, the way someone, you know, Nelson started calling me Money Penny and Nancy Drew, because that's exactly how it started. I tried to solve the case at an early age, like a Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Looking at that they needed all of the time evidence. Then I progressed to the kind of a, like a Money Penny. And a friend of mine said, hey, look, Haley, you're like an agent because you're doing work for the FBI and the Toronto Police. You've never been paid for doing it. And you're like, you know, you've been wired, bugged, right? So Agent Ladybug is a perfect name for you. So that's how we got that. But anyway, I called myself various names there. And other than Queen Bee and whatnot, but I'm now like a Margaret Rutherford who played Miss Marple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've gone through the whole gamut. So if I can't solve it now as Miss Marple, using my wits and my my age factor.
Yeah.
Because it's a game. By the looks of it, it's a huge game here. With the world, if they solve all this stuff, it would put the police forces out of commission, and the biggest inquiry in the world would happen here.
What? Listen, did you try that number for the Canadian Mounted Police?
Yeah, I got that. I sent you an email that I got it, and thank you very much. I don't know if you got that there, but I got out of that library right quick.
Good.
Because all of a sudden, Clyde was. Had a different outfit,
but
he had the same bag where he had his computer. He fell asleep. He's bedraggled. You know why he's bedraggled? Nonstop, they've been playing on the TV here that the Gilmore family wants their sisters. It's a brother who's coming on their case solved, right? So he must be sweating a bit, right? Because they keep on repeating, we have his DNA, we have his DNA. So he looks like shit today, I'll tell you that.
Well, anyway,
change of clothing, big shoes, so you can't tell his shoe size. Change of shoes. In that bag, a shopping plastic supermarket shopping bag, he has a whole change of clothes. He either wears a backpack, he does the same thing. I mean, I monitored now to see how this professional works. So I'm fighting an uphill battle against police corruption, compromised police forces.
Yeah.
Exactly what came out of Mike Amato's mouth.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mike Amato, at least today, went and spent about an hour with me on the phone. So that was decent, right?
Yeah, good.
He said he came out of a heavy meeting, so I sent Mike Amato. He's the one that went before the commission. And then I just sent it to the police officers that I've been dealing with. So I'm going to send it to the RCMP, but I'll get an email address as well that I send it to some high guy. I'm going to send it right to the commissioner.
Good.
Because when I was dealing with the RCMP, I was actually dealing with the head of the organized crime unit, which was that fellow who appeared before the commission right after Mike Amato, that Ben Sauvé. They called him Suave, so his name is Sauvé. He's also Italian. But anyway, so he's the one that said it's been compromised. Hey, they're calling me to my table, so
okay,
I'll keep talking
ahead.
To you as I walk. Yeah, Jesus, here, okay. I've got everything together here. Yeah, I went and got copies because, I don't want this on the internet yet because I'll compromise their investigation. If there is an investigation, I'll just give it time, right? If they don't comply with me as of tomorrow, we shoot the shit out of the whole internet plastering this.
Okay.
Somehow, right?
Good.
Put it viral or whatever.
Good.
Sorry?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute here. Excuse me, is there any way I could sit over there? Yeah. I'd like... Sure. I'm going to change. I don't like this open spot where I'm at, even though it's close to the food.
No, I'm with you.
Anyway, yeah, so Clyde used to get my phone number right after I just changed it to an unlisted number again, and he says to me, I said I wanted to sit over there. They want me there, but I want over here. Sorry, yeah, I asked her. Anyway, what happened was... what was I saying right now?
You were saying you tried to get your number even though it was unlisted.
Oh, yeah, and the same thing happened with this Irvin Gilmore. So this girl now, like I say, was going to marry Anthony Monk, who was the son of Peter Monk. So if all the money in the world can't help you, good grief. That's heavy stuff.
Yes.
No, I don't want there. I want there.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. Haley, I'm just so glad to hear your voice. Okay, why don't you go ahead and take it?
Oh, my God. Like, anyway, so this guy chased me into the bookstore because I was trying to get a few of the books that have, the people that have been set up, in particular is that Peter Woodcock story, because he's now in the history books has done these child murders when they didn't even go before the court. I mean, I dare you. I dare you start putting history on the wrong page. Oh, anyway, so I'm going to now start eating.
Okay.
But I'll call you later when I get home.
Okay, you take care.
I got
that
stuff done. So
be safe.
If it doesn't work, I'll send you everything that I sent. I still have to send them a whole lot to show them all of the angles, all the disguises, everything.
Okay, good.
All right.
Go ahead,
yeah, and then the list. Because here's where... They wanted the list now. I said, look, I worked on it 10 years. You obliterated it. I had to start it from scratch. So I'm not going to let them compromise my situation again here.
Good.
So I, told them I got a lawyer here now. Now you don't start dumping on me. Anyway, I'll talk to you when I finish.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.